The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, more messages pour in congratulating President-elect on getting the nod of electorate. President-elect John Mahama calls for special prayers to sustain Ghana's peace. PPP suggests reforms in country's electoral process. Construction works on Cape Coast Sports Stadium begin in February, and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez bleeds after cancer surgery in Cuba, says the summary by Jonathan.
President-elect John Mahama continues to receive congratulatory messages from groups and people in and outside the country for winning the elections and the peaceful nature of the polls. Adding their voices to those congratulating the president are Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and the regents of Dagbon, Kapankuya, Na Yakubu, Abdullahi and Dani. President John Mahama has called on religious groups to offer special prayers for the peace of the nation in their various places of worship this weekend. This directive is contained in a statement signed by the Minister of Information, Fritz Bafo. And after undergoing surgery for cancer, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is reported to be responding to treatment. However, Venezuelan Communication Minister Ernesto Villegas says Mr. Chavez suffered bleeding that required the use of corrective measures after the surgery.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has congratulated President John Mahama on his election as president. The Liberian leader said President Mahama's election reflects the confidence Ghana has in his leadership skills. She was optimistic that the ties between Ghana and Liberia will be further strengthened under the incoming administration. She stressed that Liberia will continue to work hand in hand with Ghana for the promotion of the charters of the ECOWAS, AU and UN. The regent of Dagbon, Kapuyana Yakubu Abdullahi Andani, has congratulated President-elect John Dramani Mahama on his victory in last week's elections. He also congratulated all the presidential candidates who contested in the election. He appealed to all the political party leaders to ensure that Ghana continued to enjoy the peace prevailing in the country. The regent, Kapuyana Abdullahi Andani, made the call when some chiefs from Western Dagbon, led by the Savulugu-na Abukari Mahama, paid a courtesy call on him at his palace in Yendi to inform him of how Western Dagbon is peaceful after the elections. He appealed to any political party which is not satisfied with the elections to pass through the right channel for its problem to be addressed and not to take the law into its hands to plunge the country into war. He indicated that Ghana's democracy is matured enough for it to be plunged into war when the whole world now sees Ghana as one of the best democratic countries in the world. Regent Kapuyana Abdullahi Andani noted that the victory of the December 2012 elections is for Ghana and not a political party. He commended the people of Dagbon, the security agencies, the media and Ghanaians as a whole for ensuring peaceful elections.
President John Dramani Mahama has requested the country's religious groups to offer special prayers in all mosques and churches this weekend for Ghana to continue to enjoy peace and stability after the successful general elections. A statement signed by the Minister for Information, Fritz Bafo, said President Mahama in a letter to the National Chief Imam and the Amir of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission asked them to request all mosques in the country to offer special prayers tomorrow, Friday, December 14, 2012. The Christian Council of Ghana, the Catholic Bishops' Conference, the National Association of Charismatic and Christian Churches, and the Council for African Indigenous Churches have also been requested to ask all member churches to offer special prayers on Sunday, December 16, 2012. The statement said President Mahama thanked the various religious groups for their commendable role through prayers and advocacy for the peaceful and successful elections. He urged all Ghanaians to continue to pray for a peaceful country.
The Progressive People's Party has questioned the credibility of the 2012 elections and has called for reforms in the country's electoral process to protect the integrity of future elections. The party says it has identified serious anomalies in the collation of the results of the just-ended elections. In an interview with Kingsley Obinchue last night on our current affairs program, the communications director of the party, Richmond Kilson, throws more light on the basis of the party's allegation.
There were so many irregularities that were reported to the extent that we also feel very much slighted about how aspects of our vote were even tempered with. We are not asking people to go to the streets, but we believe it's about time we took another look at how to improve upon the system.
You talk about so many irregularities. Can you clarify that one?
I think we put one there where while voting, particularly a place like Ashton South, was tempered with. And after we raised objections, before it was installed.
Tempered with? By who?
Well, if I had 1,800 and it was recorded, then I had 550. And that was what was transferred to the EC. And it came to our notice and we protested. And I don't know who really did that. Because if it appeared on the blue sheet, that's supposed to be the final collation point. And it got to the EC with another result. Then, of course, we have a cause to complain. So as to who tempered with, I don't know.
But you said you protested. It means that you had the figures. It might have been retallied. But to use the word tempered with, it raises concerns as a deliberate act.
If you listen to me, that was another only place. Place like the Empower Wasta East, like Wollensee and Neon, all in the northern part of the country. And indeed, we've written to the EC where we tabled all these areas to the EC. And to really study, it's also important that we tell the Ghanaian people about how the system was flawed.
For the first one you raised, Ashton South, that means that you saw an error and the error was corrected. For the other places, were they also corrected?
No, because the other areas, our polling agents called our men at a strong room and give them the collation tally. But that did not tally with what got to the EC strong room.
What makes you sure that your polling agent did not also make a mistake because the other candidates had signed on to the sheet that came?
Everything was tallied at the collation point. They phoned in our guys at a strong room. This is what we had. Now, what got to the EC was a drop of what we had. The due attention of the EC. They were tallied up, okay? So they didn't refuse to sign it. All those areas that were some discrepancies, they refused to sign it.
What went wrong? Is it in the tallying or just that you had the figures and then they were changed?
It is not about the tally. The point is that this is what they had, but what got there was reduced.
And you believe it's so widespread that it could have made a PPP win the elections or maybe even get a candidate in parliament?
You see, that is the mistake that we all make. If I got one, give it to me. If I got zero, give it to me. The fact that if this attitude, what we have, would not make us a winner, doesn't mean that anybody should cancel our vote.
That was the communications director of the PPP, Richmond Kilson, talking to Kingsley Obinchue.
The former moderator of the Presbyterian Church, Reverend Dr. Frimpong Manso, says issues cropping up after the general election should be of great concern to every Ghanaian. He has entreated Ghanaians to be calm and prayerful while they allow justice to take its course. He has also called on political party leaders, including the president, to bear in mind the interests of the nation and not to do anything that will mar the peace and stability Ghanaians are enjoying. Reverend Dr. Frimpong Manso was speaking to Kingsley Obinchue last night on our current affairs program, Behind the News.
It's a matter of concern for every Ghanaian. Democracy is called the collective responsibility of the citizens to make sure that they have cast their vote. The nation has given a responsibility to take care of our collective will regarding events like this through the Electoral Commission. I was expecting that probably when the discrepancies were coming, one or two days could have been added for coalition of those places with discrepancies for them maybe accepting the facts. That couldn't happen, and as I've been hearing, the Electoral Commission was also acting on some rules. Now, the responsibility of the Supreme Court to make sure that if the evidence that the opposing side brings are credible, then they have to take the matter up seriously with the light of what, in light of what we have, and in the interest of the whole nation. We should all be calm and composed and prayer, and also our appeal to all sides, particularly government, and to let their members remain calm and composed and be mindful of the rule of law. But at the same time, there cannot be any peace without justice. And so justice must be done. The whole thing is not about any one particular party. It is about the whole nation. It is members of the nation who have cast their votes. And if there is any doubt anywhere as to whether the votes that have been cast have actually been properly accounted for, then it is a national duty for one part of the institution of government, which is the judiciary, make sure that the truth of the matter comes out. Proper investigation are done. Matter itself, when justice seems to have been done, I'm quite sure there will be. Meanwhile, we appeal to everybody to make sure that Ghana's interest is uppermost and that we should not do anything to disturb the peace and stability we have at the place. I will urge the leadership of all the parties, including the president, to be very circumspect and have the interest of the nation at heart, and not to use the spirit or any apparatus to disturb the peace or individuals taking the law into their hands. But Ghana is paramount. We must all be praying seriously for the truth to come out. And once truth comes out and justice is seen to be done, then we will have the freedom as a people to be able to move ahead.
Former moderator of the Presbyterian Church, Ghana, Reverend Dr. Frimpong Manzo.
The pastor of the Chaeponi Assemblies of God Church, the Reverend James Azuma, has called on political party leaders to continue to abide by the Political Parties Code of Conduct 2012, which was adopted by the registered political parties in October last year. He indicated that leaders are to demonstrate commitment and ensure that they educate their followers to observe the tenets of the code. Those who use abusive language or fail to abide by the code should also be sanctioned. Reverend Azuma made the call at Chaeponi in the northern region during a forum organized by the Center for Democratic Development, Ghana. We bring you a Newsdex report.
Reverend James Azuma appealed to Ghanaians to contribute to the growth of the country's young democracy. He said it will be sad to see the country plunge into war, which can be avoided if peace is pursued at all costs. Reverend Azuma called on the electorate to put their trust in God and accept the winner, because it is God who chooses a leader through the people. The inspector in charge of the Chaeponi District Police, Inspector Muniru Al-Hassan, indicated that the duty of the police is to protect and serve the public. He therefore called on the people of Chaeponi and Ghana as a whole to cooperate with the security agencies to maintain law and order to ensure peace in the country. The district director of the National Commission for Civic Education, Muhammad Sani, stated that Ghana has held 5 successful presidential and parliamentary elections since the inception of the 1992 constitution, which has given high credibility to the country's democracy. He says this year Ghana has held its 6th general elections that many consider to be crucial for a democratic development. He noted that nobody can bring peace to Ghana except the people themselves.
That was a news desk report.
The Coalition of Parents of Students in Private Schools is calling on eminent chiefs and organized groups to speak against post-election disturbances in the country. The coalition is also appealing to media organizations not to allow any politician to use their media in making inflammatory statements that could jeopardize the peace in the country. The executive secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Students in Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gbene, reminded politicians behind the pockets of violence that the deeds of evil men do leave after them.
The elections, we realize that there's a lot of agitation in the country. We are saying that everybody should be calm. We are calling on certain prominent Ghanaians, especially His Majesty 24 or 32 the second, the Ochehene, or Fabufo Amotia of Polishene, to bring to bed their wives, counseling on all the warring factions to keep the peace. We are also asking all parents to talk to their children so that they don't do anything that will mar the peace we are enjoying presently. We are also reminding all the politicians that the evil that men do lives after them. Therefore, they should mind their speeches. So asking all media stations to be careful so that people do not use their stations to make inflammatory speeches that will incite people. Nations that are on their knees today started like we are starting today. And therefore, we shouldn't take it for granted, the peace we are enjoying. It is women and children who bear the brunt of all these conflicts. And being parents, we think this is the time for us to call on Ghanaians to guide against anything that will actually endanger the peace we are enjoying today.
Well, Doc, anything that endangers the peace might result from the street protest, and it is the right of Ghanaians under the constitution to protest on the street.
Yes, it is true. We are not saying that people shouldn't protest. Or people shouldn't go to the court. But, you know, any sense start, and we don't question people. It is the emphasis and then the retaliation that will follow, that will bring, that will endanger the peace we are enjoying presently.
You have the Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Students in Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gbene.
The Coalition of Muslim Organizations, COMOC, says it is appalled at post-election violence by some supporters of the NPP. The national president of the organization, Alhaji Adda Mahama, told George Asikwi that Ghana is for all Ghanaians, hence the need for all political parties to put the interests of the nation first in whatever they do. He commended the security agencies for containing the situation.
Election is something we all opted for, something to replace military dictatorship. There are bound to be losers and winners. The rule, everybody, both the winner and loser are complementary and relevant. Those who might have lost, we need to be able to accommodate those who have won and then be able to show some amount of maturity by acknowledging that effort. Resorting to violence, we believe, is not the best, since we all agree to abide to conform norms of rule of law rather than inciting membership to poverty.
Why you say losers must accommodate the victors? What do you mean?
Every election or game, for all parties to be winners, at least one should win. We can't have leadership entrusted in all the, let's say, for example, a political parties. At least one will have to emerge a winner. For someone to refuse to acknowledge or concede a victorious party, go to confirm that the person is either being the...
We all need peace in Ghana, but organizations like yours and other civil society organizations, COMOC is a powerful organization. Why are you not people coming out clearly to hit the nail on the head?
Many have spoken, and there are so many ways we can get involved. So to start with, we thought our concern, we can use the media such as yours to reach out to our membership.
You hear the national president of the Coalition of Muslim Organizations, COMOC, in that interview with George Asikwi. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. More messages pour in congratulating President-elect on getting the nod of electorate. President-elect John Mahama calls for special prayers to sustain Ghana's peace. PPP suggests reforms in country's electoral process. Construction works on Cape Coast Sports Stadium begin in February, and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez bleeds after cancer surgery in Cuba.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The news continues. The Ministry of Youth and Sports has signed an agreement with the Chinese government for the construction of a 15,000 capacity stadium in Cape Coast. The $30 million project, which is expected to begin in February, will partly be financed by the Chinese government and will consist of facilities for track and field events, a football field, and a basketball court. Signing the agreement, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Clement Kofi Humado, said the complex, when completed, will enhance the development of the youth in sporting activities.
The Cape Coast Sports Stadium project is a 15,000-seater capacity stadium, and we have facilities for track and field events with 8 tracks, and there will also be 2 football fields with natural turf, 2 outdoor basketball courts, 1 outdoor handball court, 1 outdoor tennis court, 1 boxing training field, 1 gym and an athlete's dormitory, as well as LED electronic display and audio systems and a reception. The design of this particular project is slightly, it is meant for the youth and also the senior high schools, the universities, and other institutions of learning in Cape Coast and its environment. So it is not purposely for commercial purposes, but it is for youth development. And that is the framework within which this particular project was conceived. And the estimated contract for the project is $30 million United States dollars, and it is to be financed with a Chinese grant. The project is expected to commence in February 2013 and to be completed within 26 months. The government has already granted approval for an amount of over 6,600,000 Ghana cedis to be released to undertake Ghana's component of the contract.
The counselor of the Chinese embassy, who signed the agreements on behalf of the Chinese government, Gao Wenzi, expressed the commitment of the Chinese government to be successful, to the successful completion of the project.
Cape Coast Sports Complex is a very important project. Both China and Ghana governments attach great emphasis on it. We are finally ready to sign the construction agreement. We are now not far from the commencement of the construction of the project. This project is a 15,000-seated stadium with a total construction area of about 15,800 square meters. The stadium includes 8 runway tracks, a football field with a natural turf, 2 basketball courts, a handball court, an outdoor tennis court, a boxing training field, a gym, some athletic dormitory rooms, and LED electronic display system, an audio system, as well as some sports equipment.
That was the counsel of the Chinese embassy, Gao Wenzi.
The Eastern Regional Focal Person of HIV and AIDS, Golda Asante, has appealed to the U.S. ambassador to attach one of the Peace Corps volunteers to the technical support unit of HIV. She stressed the need of volunteers not to concentrate their core mandate, but give equal attention to HIV and AIDS education to contribute towards the elimination of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and the reduction of new HIV infections by 2015. Madame Asante made the appeal at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly trained volunteers at Adonkwanta in the East Achim municipality. Correspondent Priscilla Asante filed this report.
The Peace Corps has been in the Eastern region since 2008, serving about 6,000 communities. The 22 volunteers are the first batch to train and serve in the agricultural sector of the economy. The technical coordinator on HIV, Golda Asante, who represented the Eastern Regional Minister, disclosed that the volunteers are mainly going to work in the development of forest products, value chain, agribusiness, and diversified livelihoods. She asked them to impact the people with skill, knowledge and attitude that will make them self-reliant and better off than they were. Madame Asante asked them to be mindful of the agricultural differences that exist between the two countries. The training director of the U.S. Peace Corps, Mark Awenzo, stated that the volunteers have had an in-depth training in their technical field that will enable them to integrate well and also build the capacity of their members. He said they are culturally and technically equipped to integrate into their communities and work as a Peace Corps agriculture volunteers. Mr. Awenzo commended the trainees who have sailed through the hectic training schedule amid sharp changes in weather and food and staying with families they have never known before. He asked them to continue with the enthusiasm they have demonstrated. The U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Jim Kretz, said the Peace Corps volunteers are to serve as grassroots ambassadors, adding that America cherishes and respects the relationship with Ghana. He described the volunteers as agents of change and advised them to give of their best.
Correspondent Priscilla Asante filed that report.
President John Dramani Mahama has confirmed his government support for the candidature of Alan Kojo-Chiamatin, a former Minister for Trade and Industry, for the position of Director General of the World Trade Organization, WTO. President Mahama asked his colleagues in an address to the 7th Summit of the Heads of State and Government of Africa, Caribbean and Pacific countries in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, to join Ghana to support Mr. Chiamatin for the position. Government's decision to support Mr. Chiamatin, a leading member of the opposition MPP, was first announced by the late President John Evans Atta Mills during the African Union Summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, in January 2012. Speaking to journalists after his address, John Mahama gave the assurance that Ghana will use its leverage within the Committee of Nations to garner support for Mr. Chiamatin's bid. Ghana, he said, has already secured the support of the entire membership of the AU and expressed a hope that through negotiations and dialogue, other countries, including members of the 79-member ACP, will go with Ghana's choice.
More than 900,000 people have been displaced by violence in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo region of North Kivu, up about 500,000 on a figure made public in April. A UN refugee agency of the UNHCR said the steep rise is due to intense fighting between the army and rebel group M23 around the regional capital Goma. Goma was taken by rebels without much resistance on the 23rd of last month, but they left the mining hub 8 days later under pressure from neighboring countries and set up positions nearby. Since the end of the fighting about 2 weeks ago, people have been returning to the Arusha region north of Goma, which had been taken by the rebels in July. So far, about 27,000 people have returned.
UN Ambassador Susan Rice has withdrawn her name for consideration to succeed Hillary Clinton as U.S. Secretary of State. In a letter to the President Barack Obama, Ms. Rice said her confirmation process would be disruptive and costly. Ms. Rice has been at the center of Republican criticism over the Obama administration response to a deadly attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya. Mrs. Clinton has confirmed that she will not serve a second term at the State Department. In a letter to Mr. Obama, Ms. Rice says she is highly honored to be considered for the post of Secretary of State and fully confident that she could serve the country ably and effectively in that role.
And Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is suffering bleeding after surgery for cancer in Cuba, but is responding to treatment. This is the president's fourth operation since last year. According to Venezuelan Communication Minister, the president suffered bleeding, which requires the use of corrective measures. But Venezuelan Vice President Nicolas Maduro says the condition of Mr. Chavez has improved from stable to favorable.
So in the news, the main point again. President-elect John Mahama continues to receive congratulatory messages from groups and people in and outside the country for winning the elections and the peaceful nature of the polls. President John Mahama again has called on religious groups to offer special prayers for the peace of the nation in their various places of worship this weekend. The Progressive People's Party has questioned the credibility of the 2012 election and has called for reforms in the country's electoral process to protect the integrity of future elections. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the party said it has identified serious anomalies in the coalition of the results of the just-ended elections. The Ministry of Youth and Sports has signed an agreement with the Chinese government for the construction of a 15,000-capacity stadium in Cape Coast. The $30 million project, which is expected to begin in February, will partly be financed by the Chinese government. And after undergoing surgery for cancer, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is reported to be responding to treatment. However, Venezuelan Communications Minister Ernesto Villegas says Mr. Chavez suffered bleeding that required the use of corrective measures after the surgery. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Baba Yakubu in Accra.